And even though they're not chilek on Rav Chanan Nizdi, there's a difference between Shvuyo and this case of Rishi. In Mikelu b'Shvuyo, the Minavu Nafshei, Gabi Shavoye, Nekel b'Shishish. Now let's see the whole Rashi. Lav Ayni Yehudis, Rav Chizdei Komolo, Tzalei Deh, Shoyse Yoleda Steimim. Why did she have so much pain? Every woman gives birth, I mean, and here, apparently, there was such an abundance of travail, of pain. Why? She says, because she had twins twice. The wife of Rav Chiye had twins twice, and it both were very painful cases. Shoyshileta Steinin Dioma Mar Yehuda Vecheskiye. Ach, Yehuda Cheskiye, the sons of Abchiye, were of twin brothers. Paze Vitave, and that were daughters, also twin sisters, twin daughters that she gave birth to, were also twins. Now, as far as Yehuda Vecheskiye, so something very remarkable happened in the annals of medical history. I think I read once, there was another case, the doctors have in the annals of medical history, another case like that. That was usually when you have twins, so the difference in age is a question of minutes, 10 minutes, sometimes half an hour, that's a lot. But here, there was a difference in almost 2 months. It never happened. In the annals of medical history, I read once in a certain journal. So there is such a record, not of 2 months, but of many, many days, not 2 months. Here, the difference between Yehuda and Cheskiye was almost 2 months. In other words, one was a Ben Shivo, and one was a Ben Tisha. One was a Ben Shivo. In other words, they were not identical twins. So, an unidentical twin. So one can be Ibn Shivo and one can be Ibn Tisha. So naturally, she suffered a lot of pain. I mean, for 2 months she was in inconceivable travail. And then the other twin of the two daughters, also there was a big difference in age. So she suffered a lot of pain. So now she gave birth again. So she was so knocked out from the previous births, so Mele, she wanted that her husband, Rav Chiye, should divorce her. And Eilon Mitzvah Saltzare, I mean, I'm sure that she was a good woman, but you know, Eilon Mitzvah Saltzare, she was knocked out with the pain. Imagine, I mean, 2 months being in labor, I mean, that's a terrible thing, you know. So that's why she wanted to be divorced by Rav Chiye. Chibul chavuk dushim mishachir o balze o soloch. Bidi shimo ken vizayim o yobikam vo uchlem. Rav Chanine bikshuri gal bante di shmuel ishtabem vasel me medrosh Rav Chanine veitne li shvuya broye outside. Homo nishbeisu tirani vechini doch viter mikune. ויאמר רב חנינא אוי כסד מסיים שרואה איסון שנשבו ותנם ישין שנשבייז ואימר אסתיר אני אין המנס ומלחשתם יהיה לסנאי ונמידין על שפיוסו ונתיר אידאו בצד סטן רוח צווי ניס דתנים זמבובה ונמבוין because רב חנינא was in ארץ ישראל and the אידים were in בובל that's צוף בארץ ישראל מצופים טיפוס אחרו that's בובל ונמבוין מידים מתרוס הביטניו לויס So, Abai Verove, Luis Vila, Rav Chizla, Atiro, Mishum, Dikes, Adbi, Ides, so then it should be Osa. But they agree with Rav Chanine that she couldn't be Asur Likune. Why? Lati, Mishum, Dikes, Adbi, my, so why? Because there is a difference. Im ikil bishvuyo dim navu nafshei, gabi shavoye neikil beisheshis. Now there's another verse in the Gemara. Im ikil bishvuyo nadim navu nafshei, gabi shavoye. But in Mikilo b'Shvuye, Neikil b'Sheshish, Shvuye is only a Nisea love, zeyne, likeyet. But she's so much more humble. Thesis rejects that girsi. Because we are not machmir in nisa mise, nisa chorus, nisa mise, more than nisa love. But Teisves accepts the girsi that we have now text. Because the Bas Yisrael, the average Bas Yisrael, nadavke b'nei Shmuel, who are tzidkonis, but the average Bas Yisrael, so is minavre nafsho gabi shavoye. She does not want Chatz V'Sholem to become contaminated by the shavoye. So mele, when the shavoye try to capture her, they deliberately make themselves repulsive to the Shaboye, so the Shaboye should not keep them, you know, because so they know how to make themselves repulsive in the eyes of the Shaboye without, you know, fist fight. They make themselves repulsive to the Shaboye. So the fact that the Bas Yisrael, the average Bas Yisrael, does everything in her power to escalate her repulsiveness in the eyes of the Shavoye, so that creates a reyase in the call. True, there is a call that there is Aidin who testify that she was captured and she was kept by the captors, but because there is this iraglaim lidavor, that this call is not a correct call, because the average Bas Yisrael doesn't allow herself to be captured. Now, without recourse to fighting, she makes herself repulsive in the eyes of the Shavoy. In the eyes of the Shavoy. Ishtaya mahim mishpocha bisure. So from that mishpocha now, so what happened? I mean, then the second one was Mikadisher, and Rav Chisde did not asser her on the second. The second one, according to one girl in Rashi, was the brother of the first one. So mele, even a get wouldn't have been effective. So Rav Chisde was not Chesheish. Maybe it was Shaveprute. So mele, he passed him that she can live as the wife of the second one, the brother, whatever. And then their children. And they raised the whole Mishpoche. So a number of the Rabbonon hesitated to marry from that mishpacha, because if it was Shaveprute, then she was not, she was an elbow to the brother. Because of Ishishish and because of Ishisach, I mean, even if the first one had given her a get, she still would remain an elbow. So the children were mamzerim. So because of that, the Rabbonon hesitated to marry from that mishpacha. In other words, because they did not agree with Rav Chisde. Uperosh Rabbonim nei, v'lav mishum disvirli di Shmuel. Not because they agreed with Shmuel's din. Maybe it was worth a puti. So without a call that it was worth a puti in this place, on the day of the Gushin. So then we have to be Cheshish. Maybe in Moda it was worth the putin. But here, because of the rumor, of the call, that they were aiding, who were able to testify that on that day of the Gushin it was worth the putin in that particular city, in Surah. מהי משפחה שניסיס לאחר ויולדורי? ולאו משום דסביר אלו דשמואל למיכה שמשווה פרוטה במודעי. אלו משום דסביר אלי כבאי ורובי. תכיוון דהי כסעדה בידס, לא הם מקלינים בו. אולי. נאו לתספס, ואי כסעדה בידס, יסי לתספס, ואי כסעדה בידס, we don't have to go over, I mean, it's a question, Yiddes, Hures, I mean, it's not important. V'yike sade biru, sade biru, ein li forish, meichush li shem v'yike sade. Tim kenin li avasov, t'leila mikale meichash. V'oname lek li forish, v'yike sade, yadad v'yi shayit av yishal p'ni. T'pshitet al zero lachmia. El nir li forish, v'yike sade kelima al yotso akol, she yishedim biru, el yindines hayam. אם יקלנו בשבויו, אי ספורים שכוסו בהם משמיד נב ונפשי, נוקו בשיש, ויש מפורשים, הוא ענת גרס דם נב ונפשי לגב שבוי. ג'וס, יקלנו בשבויו, היינו ישום דאפילו אי כסעדה, שניש בייס מקומו כמלו יד אם ניתנו, אם כן נעשור מהתאר, נוקו בשיש, דאי כסעדה, דאי סעבן דקוקו איז בשביל פרוטה ושיש שמורו, im kein in dinu shnokora. So that thesis doesn't reject. Because that pshat and that girse is all right. Because even if they are reading, even if they didn't come and testify in Besen, that they saw that she was captured. When the Rai says she still has to work in, because they didn't see that they raped her, that she was mizanin with them. So malkin al yichud v'neshin al yichud. But mit der Rabbonon. So since it's only a shayla mit der Rabbonon, so menele we are not cheshish for the call. Maschinken here, if the call is true, so she's a nishishish mit der Reise. So menele. Ich hab für cheshish. Im Kindisch doch auch. Und jesen Forschen, im Mikalno bischwuya mischum lecker is alav, de zehna noko bischishish di kisamisse, wo in hier, scha schuhe namopom in di kisamisse. Im Kehen, die ich lebenne meno, schuhol, ויעביד עבידה במסביע, בשבס, ובוזי ישרים, he said that's what Jesus says. But other Rishonim raise another question. He said, there is no difference in a Nisa Raisa between Nisa Lab and a Nisa Misa. All right. הוא גברי דאגדיש בישיטוסי דיוסי בישוקי was מקדש הנישו with a willow branch in the shuk in the market נישוק in the market שאולכי רבחי ברונה לקמי דרבייסי כאי גבנו מי I mean what's with this kind of a person. Sholach rabache barun lekamid rav Yisef. Kav ganamai. Sholach lei. So, rav Yisef sent a message. Nagde kerav. Give him makas mardus in accordance with the memory of rav. Ve'atztra gite kishmur. So, and she has to give a get. She has to get a get from him. Like Shmuel. The Rav Mangid, Al Man, what's the Rav? The Rav Mangid, Al Man, Kaddish B'Shuki. Rav used to meet out Makas Mardus to anyone who was Makaddish Anisha in the market. Makaddish Anisha in the market. Because it's not sneezdik, it's vulgar, you know, to be Makaddish Anisha in the market. Weil dem Kaddish bebehe, das Pritzes, weil dem Kaddish beloi Shiduche does not mean that if Noim are not signed and the cup is not broken and if the Tumich Otenestes don't drop the cup on the floor, so then it's beloi Shiduche. That's some people who think that way, but that's a mistake. That's a Toyes Gomel. Beloi Shiduche means if a person didn't make up with the woman, you know, sometime before, that he'll marry her. But he just goes over to the woman and says, are you ready to marry me right now? And the woman said, yes, of course, I'll be very happy. And then he takes out a tabas from his pocket, and he says, Ariat Mukadeshesli, in the presence of Tuedim, Ariat Mukadeshesli, be tabas zui, ki das nishevi Yisrael, that's the loy shiduchi. In other words, there was no engagement. I mean, it's not even necessary, I mean, to announce the engagement, even if it wasn't announced, but if between themselves, let's say a week before, they decided to become engaged, and then a week later, he's Mikadisha, or the next day, or even an hour later, then it's not Mikadisha Veshiducha. Mikadisha Veshiducha means that there was no previous decision by the two of them to become engaged. That's Mikadisha Veshiducha. So that's also Pritzes. I mean, that way. So, I mean, in other words, to Mikadisha Misha in such rush. So, Rav used to meet out Makas Maalus. Val de Mivatel Gite. Na Mivatel Gite, Machlekes, what does it mean? Let's see Rashi. Vazcher Gite in Bosol, no si laach ki Shmuel. Di omar chai shinon, shema shove pute bi modai. What do you mean Vazcher Gite? Suppose the one wants to live with us. I mean, why should he have to divorce her? He should only be told to make new gdushin, to make sure that she is mikdashed b'vadai. But why should he give her a get? In other words, if, let's say, she wants to get married to somebody else, and she's not going to be the wife of the first one, so then, before she gets married to somebody else, she must get a get from the first one. Kishmuel the machashin shemashuvutai, the rav minget mishim putuse, v'al mivatel gite, ha-shaliyah get li-ishtei, v'igiyah b'shliach, v'yomah le-get shenasat lo-chobotlu, d'yomah lo-yad le-yin shedibatlei, k'idim shiyobel yodo, v'shemo yitneno ha-shliach l'ach ha-shabotlei v'tinosepei. So Rashi explains it, applies it to the case of a husband who appointed a shliach to give a get to his wife, and the shliach started to go towards the place of the wife, and then he went after the husband. A day later, ran after him, overtook him, and he said, "I am mevatel that get. Don't give it to my wife." And it wasn't in. And the wife wasn't notified of the fact that the husband was mevatel the shliach. So then we acheshesh, maybe the shliach will act unscrupulously. Of course, the shliach will be doing a terrible thing if after the husband tells him, "Don't give it to my wife. I changed my mind. I don't want to divorce her." So he'll do a terrible thing, the shliach, if he gives it to his wife. But, you know, according to Rashi, we have to be chayshish. Sometimes certain people do terrible things, especially if they can, you know, if they can have a pretense and say, he told me so. Some mele, we have to be chayshish, maybe he will act unscrupulously and he'll hand over to get to his wife, but she will not be mutarashis. Because get requires das abangarish, das abal, and here he changed his mind. So she'll remain in ishishish. But the woman will not know that the baal was chayzeya from the gerashin, was mevatel the get. So mele, she'll think she's mitaras laome, she'll marry someone, and then they'll have children, it'll be mamzerim, I mean. So chas v'sholem, big tragedies can result from that. So in Mele, we are even for something unusual. I mean, usually a shliach will not do such a terrible thing. But the other Rishonim, Achilik HaRashi, he said, we shouldn't be chayshish, lest the shliach will be such a terrible person, and he'll hand over the get to the wife of the mishalach after the husband told him that he's involved. He has to be a terrible person. We're not chayshish that the shliach will do such a terrible thing. So what does it mean that the Rav meted out Makas Mardus al man vatel gite? So it means, in other words, because the Mishnah in Ashliach says, the first mission Ashliach. Von weisem Lauf. Schliach et liest die Gier bis Schliach und Schlach aus Schliach, wo man gesch nasat lo botl wa riz botl. Kil nit liest die Schlach aus Schliach, wo man gesch Schlach lo botl wa riz botl. I mi sie gier get jo das schon jo lebat. Po geschein o is a besten mi mok im acher me watle. So, po geschein o at beginning, suppose he couldn't overtake the Schliach. He couldn't because it was too difficult for him to walk, you know, in the direction of the shliach. Or for some other reason, he couldn't. So then, what did he do? He made a declaration. He had to make a declaration. He made a declaration before Bezdin. There's a machlekes memorial whether Bezdin means here in the presence of two or in the presence of three. Okay, whatever. So he made a declaration. He used to make a declaration before Bezdin. The get that I sent through a shliach to my wife, I'm a rabbi. But then his kin Reb Gamliel Azopen shall Eisi came with the Tikkun Eila in order to prevent Chas V'Sholem in Michshle, it's a call it, a tragedy. In other words, all right, he makes a declaration before Bezdin. Let's say that Bezdin means three. All right, three as a call. But everything that has a call, so the wife has to hear sometimes, the wife will not take notice of it. Even though he made a declaration before Bezdin, and she'll get married, she'll get, the shliach doesn't know. So the shliach was on the way, so he handed it over to the wife, and the wife didn't hear of the declaration before Bezdin. She'll get married, and then she'll have children, it'll be such a tragedy. So because of that, Ram Gamliel is misaking that one is not allowed to be mevatel the get in the absence of the shliach, even if he makes a declaration before many people, because of Tikkun Eila. Now there is a machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, what if he did? So whether bitlei mevutel or bitlei eini mevutel. So Rebbe says, even though he did an avere by making a declaration, not in the presence of the shliach, but the bittul is a bittul, because after all, it has to be midaite, and if he changed his mind, so the bittul is a bittul. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, that the chachomim were misakein, that the bittul should be null and void. But how can the chachomim be misakein? Contrary to the Raisa, even the Raisa, the bittul is a bittul. So the get is no get. And then the Chachamim say the bittul is a bittul. So the get is no get. And then the Chachamim are misakein that the bittul is no bittul and the get is a get. In care of the Chachamim like a dog matere, the answer is Afkin Rabbonim Gdushmane in such case. Alright. Now we pass like Rebbe, but it's a machle, the bittul in the bittul. But there is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So all the Rishonim are chilek on Rashi, and they say Rav was not mangit, the Baal who is nivatil in the presence of the shliach. Then he doesn't do anything wrong, because the shliach is certainly not going to hand over the get to the wife once he was told by the husband, by the mishalach, that he's about to get. But Rav was mangi, a husband who made a declaration in the presence of Bezdin that is mevatel the get in the absence of the shliach. The absence of the shliach. Now, and in other words, so the plain pshat is because Rav paskins like Rebbe, the bitlei mevutel. So mele the bitl is effective. So the get is no get. And the woman might not know about it, she'll not take notice of it, and she'll get married, so she'll be in shishis, she'll have children, so she'll be mamzerim, and so on. And it'll be tetz in mizeh and mizeh, I mean, it'll result, has to show them in tragedies, in big takoles, some male sins he did in Avere, not just in Avere. He was either a takonis or gambir. The other takonis or gambir. But Rav was not mangi. Anyone who was there, every takonis or gambir. The other takonis. But this takonis, because this takonis is a terrible thing if you are either. Because it might have very serious repercussions. This is how Tesis and the other Rishonim explain. Weil mir Vater geht er, Thesis. Pirsch a Kuntres, kina Schalila get liisht, in Vigia, bischliach, mo geshat atlo botu, vikro micha shemit nula schliach, lach shem botu in Ose Bey. Vilo nira din svoa lima, shit nula schliach, kidu shu meicha bey, yote bir shia skino. Loch in nira likid oma hosom, berisheino, yo isa besden, u mi Vater, lifnei miskan gamlil, shu eisin, genach pli hosom, dikum an dolon bitle mi vutl, vdei micha, shari isha zuini da, shu bitle vikin Ose Bey. Was viel man da muss, um ihn bitte in den Wuttel, mit kaum auch immer in die Zilas alle gehen. Ei. Weil die muss haben mit euch agit, another situation, where Rav was accustomed to meet out Marcus Mardeus, was against the person who was Meisa Medoye and Get. Now what is Meisa Medoye? Meisa Medoye means also a declaration. A declaration made by a husband before two Eidim that the Get that I'm going to give, let's say tomorrow or a week from now, you should know I am coerced into it. So then that again might have very serious repercussions. Because if, let's say, he knows, let's see how Rashi explains. Can beget hamuse be soil, the meitzi laz al boneo. You know, there are certain situations where best niskefe, the husband to give a get to his wife. There are certain situations where there is a machlekes rishonim where the bezdin is keifei, the husband. But there are certain situations where the Gemara says in so many words that bezdin is keifei. Make is yachetes in apshe to give a get to his wife. Let's say the husband became a mukeshrim. Mukeshrim means, I didn't see it, but it's a Dava Poshut. Mukeshrim means any contagious disease. Because Mukeshrim means a leper. That's a contagious disease. So anyway, if the husband is a Mukeshrim, so then Bezdin, the Gemara says, Bezdin is cave for the husband to give her a get. Because she might become afflicted with a shrin too. So, suppose the husband is a mukeshrin, then Bezdin hits him. If he refuses, Bezdin tells him, he will get your wife. But he says no, so Bezdin uses force against him. Now the question arises, how is the get effective? After all, get requires das aval. And if he is stubborn, and he doesn't want to listen to Bezdin, but Bezdin forces him, hits him, so maybe the get is no get, because it's not with the consent of the Baal. So the Rambam discusses that in Hilchos Geirushin. And the Rambam says, the Rambam explains that. So the plain explanation is given is that Agavunse Gomar Umigarashlo Midaite. In other words, Chui didn't want. And he refused to give Reget. But once Bezdin starts hitting him, so then because of the Makas Mardus, by Bezdin he changed, that breaks his tenacity, and he agrees to divorce. The Rambam says something, or the Rambam says that the Jew in the depth of his heart wants to do the right thing. He wants to do the right thing, even if he's a Rosh Gomor. He still wants to do the right thing. But, unfortunately, he's obsessed by certain appetites, by certain tithes, and because of that, many times a Jew, you know, does not do what he has to do. But once he gets Makas Mardus, so then the real Jew comes to the foreground, the real self of the Jew comes to the foreground, and he agrees, believe, showing, to do what the Torah requires him. Anyway, you can explain it this way, that way, it means that as a result of the Akoye, so he gives his consent. He gives his consent. Now, suppose the husband is in Mukishrin, and he knows that Bezdin, in a week, will force him to give a get, and then he makes a declaration before two Eidim Sherim, and he says, you should know that a week from now, Bezdin plainly is going to hit me, to force me to give a get, and I will not be able, you know, to resist their coercion, and because of that I will tell the Sefer and the Eidim to write and to sign a get and to give it to my wife, but I it does not have my consent, so I want you to know. So in such a case, the get will not be a get. Without an explicit declaration by the husband, so we say, agavunse gomor megarish, but if he makes a declaration before 280, so then that will be mevatel the get. So this is what Rashi says. Valdimosa mudoe agite, kim biget hamiuse b'Yisroel, dimeitzilaz albonel. So from Rashi it's mashma that al kedin she will be migrashis, even if he is meisa medoy. That's how it's mashma from Rashi, but that's a big chiddush, because we could say in such a case we do not say agavunse gomar umigarish. As a matter of fact, agavunse gomar umigarish. But from Rashi, it's mashma that even if he made such a declaration, the get will be a good get. Will be a good get, in spite of the declaration. But people will say, the children, that then if she marries somebody else and she has children, the children are mamzeri. But from Rashi, it appears that they will not be mamzeri. Objectively speaking, they will not be mamzer. It will be just the laws. So because of that, we meet out Makas Mardus. If Rashi Shita had been that in such a case, so the get is not a good get, because we cannot say agavunse gomar umgarish, if he made a declaration that it will not have his approval. So then Rashi shouldn't say Meitzilaz al-Banel, but Rashi should say because maybe, you see, the woman will not know of this declaration and she will get married because of the get that was given by him, Alpi Bezdin, was enforced by Bezdin, and then she'll get married and she'll have children. And since Kirapishma is Galia, that he did make a declaration, he was Mesa Medoi. So that means he didn't have his das. So the get is no get. So the children will be Mamzeri. And she will not even know. Why does Chash have to say Mitzilaz al Bonel? So apparently from Rashi, it's mashma that since we say Agavunse Gomorum Garesh, so there is an undene that even if he made a declaration before, but Agavunse, so he at the end he was Mivatil the Beetle. He was Mivatil the Beetle. And because some male the get is a good get. But there'll be a loss. People talk that the children are mamzeri. That's how the Pesach Rashi. Now the practice is, let's say, when Bezdin forces a husband to give the get, so then before he gives the get, he has to make a declaration that he's mivatel ol midois, that he possibly made. And even if the husband says, I never made any midoy, so still, he makes a declaration before Bezdin. In case I made a midoy before to be mivatel that get, so I mivatel the midois. Mivatel the midois. Why? Because we are cheshesh. That may be in a case where he's made some midoye before he gives the get, so then that negates the umdene of agavunse gomom garish, not like Rashi's. Not everybody agrees with Rashi, but you see that from Rashi, it's a very big chiddush. All right. Now, another case. Weil die Zeier schluche die Rabbonon. Weil die Zeier schluche die Rabbonon. Schemazmini Lidin, mi Pia Dayoni, wie se Komolov umakeu. In other words, let's say, when business sends a shliach, with a summons to a certain baldin, he should come with him, and then that baldin is not such a gentleman, and he starts hitting the shliach. So then that person gets makas mab. That person gets makas mab. What does that mean? If, let's say, Bezdin Paskit, that a certain person has to swear a Shwe Seses is Midrabon, or any other Shwe that is Midrabon, like Shwe Sashutfin, that I'm Midrabon, or Tiny Sophic, when the Rai said there is no Shwe, let's say Shutfin, in other words, if you had two partners, Ruven Chinua, partners in the business, and then they dissolve the partnership. Now, Shimon wants to know, maybe Ischeshet, maybe Ruven was not honest, you know, in the distribution of the income. So Shimon says to Ruven, I want you to take an oath in Bezdin that you did not take away any money from my chelik. Midrai says there is no shvuah on Taina Sofit because you really don't know. But Midrabon, there is a shvuah samishni, or a shvuah seses kifahakot, which is only Midrabon. So like this, if there is a shvuah derai say, if somebody is mechuyev a shvuah derai say, let's say mikzas or sheimer, I mean, The only Shvui al Taina Sofik is Shvui Zashomim. But except for Shvui Zashomim, there is no Shvui Deraise by Shomim, or Shvui Zidachot, when a Dachot testifies. So then he's Bechuyev to swear the Baldovo to contradict the testimony of the Dachot. So what does it mean? It makes us his chayv to swear. Does it mean he must swear? On the contrary, it will be a good thing if you'll say, I don't want to swear. Because swearing is not a good deed swearing. Even swearing the best, as the Mishnah in Shavuos says. But if a mixer says, I don't want to swear, I never swore in my life, so then we'll tell him, you are a wonderful person if you don't want to swear, but you have to pay. So swearing chiyuv shvui is not a mitzvah. Shvui means nimonefshach. You don't want to pay, swear. You don't want to swear, tell you lach abroch. But you have to pay. So if somebody is chayiv shvui, the aisei meaning mitzvahs, so then if he doesn't want to swear, so besten will be here with sich nechosov and collect from his nechosim. But suppose he's mechuyev shvui d'rabanan, like he gave hakel. So then, if he says, I don't want to swear, so Besden will not hit him. I mean, so Besden will not hit him at the very outset. And Besden will say to him, Yar give a hakel, me d'rabanan, you have to swear. And if you don't want to swear, so Tavel Rabocha will give you Yashikiach. But you have to pay. You don't want to swear, Tavel Rabocha. But you have to pay. But suppose he says, I'm not going to swear and I'm not going to pay. Just like that. So then Bezdin cannot be here with Sech Nechosim. Bezdin cannot be here with Sech Nechosim. But what does Bezdin do? Bezdin puts him benidu. Puts him benidu. For how long? For 30 days. For 30 days. And within the 30 days, Besden hopes that he'll cool off and he'll realize that he's just an unusual action, and either he'll swear or he'll pay. But suppose at the end of 30 days, comes to Besden, he says, I have been in Nidu for 30 days, but I am just as stubborn as 30 days ago. I am not going to swear, I don't swear. And I'm not going to pay. So then Besden will give him Makas Mardus and take off the Nidu. But they will not be able to Sech Nechosam. Inasmuch as the Shvuyah is only Mirava. This is how the Rambam explains this Gemara, al b'chole shamte iluye plotiyim, that it is limited only to the shamte that is done by Besden in case of one who is mechuye b'shvei d'rabanan, ishvei seses, and who doesn't want to pay. So then Besden is minadehim for 30 days. At the end of 30 days, Besden gives him, if he still is in action, so Besden gives him Makas Mardus and absolves him from the Nidu. And suppose, in such an action, that in spite of Makas Mardus, he still refuses to swear or to pay, right? So then, Besden doesn't do anything. Besden is not here at the Sechon Hasan. Right. Now this is not a simple gemara. Al chasone didaya bechamui. Rashi says al chasone didaya bechamui. Shemo yikoshel bo shestam chamiso yeves es chasona. The Omer Mar hevizoya biishtecho mechasona rish. An unusual pshat. In other words, literally. Chasone didaya bechamuye means a son-in-law who stays at the father-in-law's home. Chamuye means the father-in-law's home. So all the Rishenim, I mean not all the Rishenim, this is Sri Azokin as the Kash. It's not the father-in-law has nothing to do with it. It's the mother-in-law because of Chas V'Sholem that there shouldn't be a close relationship between the son-in-law and the mother-in-law. So what do you say? Because the father-in-law is father-in-law. It's not the father-in-law has nothing to do with it. It's the mother-in-law because of Chas V'Sholem that there shouldn't be a close relationship between the son-in-law and the mother-in-law. So what do you say? Because the father-in-law is assumed to have a wife, but why should the Gemara mention the father-in-law, when that is of no significance? Suppose the father-in-law is a widower, or he's a divorcee, he divorced his wife. So then he's allowed to stay, according to Hasid Pshat, in the home of the father-in-law. It's only when there is a mother-in-law in the house. So why does the Gemara mention the father-in-law's house, should mention the mother-in-law's house? The mother-in-law's house. So because of that, most Rishenim don't explain the Gemara. The Gemara, don't apply the Gemara to a full son-in-law who is already married to his wife, Yisui. But the Rambam, the Sri Azoki, they apply it to a Norus who was not Neisir as yet. And not Neisir as yet. Now, the halach is that the Norus is not allowed to live with his arusi until Nisui, and Habual arusosin bishomol is makine say makas maadus. So, mele, it is osea for a Norus to stay at the home of his mother-in-law, because that might be conducive, the home of her mother might be conducive to Kiruv, since she's already mekudeshes to him. Some mele, he might take liberties and even live with her. Live with her. Because after all, I mean, who will deter him from living with her? The mother-in-law, she's not likely to deter him. After all, she's already his wife. So mele, there is a choshe that if he stays in the house of the mother-in-law, so he might be bol al arusos. But if he's already married to her, then there is no makas maadus. But according to Rashi, that is because of a choshe chas v'sholem that they might develop a close relationship between him and the mother-in-law. So then it shouldn't say Beis Chamuei, the father-in-law's house, but should say Beis Chamuei, the mother-in-law's house. According to the Rambam, we understand why it says the mother-in-law's house. Because the father-in-law will not cooperate, you know, will not have any collusion, you know, with the Orus and the Aruse, you know, in coming close to each other. But the mother-in-law will. Mother-in-law will. So mele, that's why I mean on the contrary, I mean the father-in-law will cooperate with them. So that's why it mentions the father-in-law's house, not the mother-in-law's house. All right. Now, so the Gemara Sikasha, did Daya Rein Chalif Lei? only if he stays there, but if he just enters the house of the father-in-law, then it's all right. Vahu chasne de choliv, above de mechamwe, vinagde rav sheishes. He just passed by the door of the father-in-law. Now here he also says, father-in-law, not mother-in-law. And here it definitely was because of the mother-in-law. And still the Gemara mentions father-in-law, some mele. We see that the Gemara uses it because the house belongs to the husband. So even when the kpede is because of the mother-in-law, it's still referred to as the home of the father-in-law. So mele, it's no kashe against rashi anyway. So the Gemara says, "Hahu meida mavadaimi chamzimne." There was gossip taking place in the town. People were gossiping that there is a close relationship between the son-in-law and the mother-in-law. So Mele, he was not allowed, in order not to give credence to the rumor, which was a shekel, of course. So Mele, he was not supposed even to pass by the door, in order that people shouldn't think that this vicious rumor was true. But ordinarily, so to visit the father-in-law you're allowed, but to stay there, that you're not allowed. Alright. Nadoy Amre, Bechule Eloiminged Rav. Rav did not meet out Makas Mardus on any of these things, except Al Dim Kadish Bibir Beloy Shiduche, Vid Ike de Amre Bafil Bishit Burche Name, Mishum Pritzusi. So Rav was only meted out Makas Mardus, Mikas Ardus, Mikadish Bibir, the other things not. Now, Pashtus of the Gemara is, Bechul Eminget Rav, there is no Makas Mardus on the other things. That doesn't mean that other things are all right, are perfectly legitimate. Chas v'sholem, I mean, Sayer Shluchei de Rabbanon is a legitimate act, is a terrible act. But Rav didn't meet out Makas Mardus. However, Tesis says something strange. Bechul Eminget Rav, על זה סמכים החסמים בזמן הזה שדורים מביס חמייסון ואפילו למען דחי יש ליל ואפילו למען דחי יש ליל מה שדורים אך של ביס חמייסון היינה בשביל טבס הנועה שדורים בלויסחירס בלויסחירס בבייס יהיה שכוחה שאין דורים בשביל חמייסון ובשביל שור טבס שישראל. So that thesis is very strange. What does Tesis say? I'll say, first of all, we see from Tesis that Tesis does not agree with the Pshat of the Rambam. And most Rishayim, that when the Gemara said at first, Chason edidaya bechamue, it doesn't mean any son-in-law, but a son-in-law knows who as yet did not realize the Nisui. So Mele, he's also to come close to the Aruse, but by staying in the father-in-law's house, he might be encouraged, Chas v'sholem, to come closer and closer to her. And then might Chas v'sholem be boiler, and that's a nisagomo. But if he's already nosu, so then there is no iser in staying in the father-in-law's house. But apparently Teisves agreed with the Pshat of Rashi. It's because of the Chashash, lest Chas v'sholem staying in the father-in-law's house might result in a close relationship with the mother-in-law. So Mimele, it applies even to a son-in-law who is in Osu, not only in Os. According to other Rishayim, it only applies to a son-in-law who is in Os, not a son-in-law who is in Osu. So the question is, what is the heter of the son-in-laws today? They stay in the father-in-law's house. After all, I mean, you know, when the caste system prevailed, you know, in Europe, let's say 60 years ago, in the European towns on the contrary, so the big Elohim, so they used to get cast, you know, for a number of years, and what was the guest? The cast, so they stayed, let's say, if the father-in-law was a big rov, so where did the son-in-law stay? A separate apartment? I mean, in those days, so the rabbonim didn't have the money that rabbonim have today, some rabbonim have today. I mean, could pay rent for a special apartment for the son-in-law. So they stayed in the father-in-law's house. The rabbonim had big houses. They say, so what was the heter? What was the heter? According to Rashi and Tesis Pshat. So Tesis says, Al zeh semchim lachasamim bizman hazeh shedorim v'ishameisa. So the question is, I mean, what? Because we paskin like the Russian that b'chul l'minged rab. But b'chul l'minged rab doesn't mean that the other things are perfectly all right. Mitzayah Shlokhet Rabbonon is perfectly legitimate. It's a terrible thing. But there are no makas ma'adus. So Meheicha Teise, in respect to Chasoni Lidaya Bechamue, if no makas ma'adus is meted out, it means it's perfectly legitimate. Just as in respect to Mitzayah Shlokhet Rabbonon and Chol Shamti Luyet Lotin Yemi. So does it mean it's perfectly all right? Is it tzaddik? I mean, He does it, he refuses to take Yeshua and he refuses to pay. He defies the Psag Din of Bezdin. He's a terrible person, but Makas Mardus is not given out. So what guarantee do we have that if in connection with Chasam Yedaya Bechamue, so since no Makas Mardus is given out, so it's perfectly legitimate. I mean, it's very strange what he's doing. Vafilu man chayish liyil, she still mutter. Mashidorin achshav beis chameisom, heine bishvutivis anoye, shedorin biloi schiras, bibayis, diye shechoche, shein dorin bishvil chameisom, elo bishvil sho teveis, sheisimre. Elo bishvil sho teveis, sheisimre. In other words, even according to the first lotion, that there is makas ma'adus, but if there is a raya, if there is an evidence, a raya, that the son-in-law doesn't stay in the father-in-law's house because he likes the mother-in-law, but because it saves him rent, so mimele, then it's not us. All right, this I can understand. But the first thing that Jesus says, al zeh semchim lachasanim, בזמן הזה שדורים בבייס חמייסם, שדורים בבייס חמייסם, that I don't understand. Mishum Prozesse, Miforesh, Rabbanatam, Deine Prozesse, Lishvizorich, Oye di Bi, Oye di Yichut, Vidomo Mechue, Ashema Miridim Okach, Vikoshe, Vivomes Perek Amamlil, Maisel and Mitzis Yivome, Mikadish Vodaboy, Loi Kodish, Loi Kimakas Maldus, and Rabbanon Krab, Vihosum Lam Shmeidim Talia Taime, Do Yivome Midarayse, and Nikin Selavati. So, even if he's Mikadish first, he'll still have to put up Eidim. Eidim Yichud, because any Yichud would be. So, what does he accomplish by being Kaddisha with Keset first? Elenir Levi, the Haine Pritzus, Sheisin, Tchilas Kinyonon, Bibie, Dumye de Mikadish Veloy Shiduch. ההוא גברי, די קודיש בציפסה די אוסי, בציפוסה די אוסי. In other words, a bunch of adasi, of adasi, myrtles. Amulei ve'olez b'shavipote. Amulei, they said to him, who is they? That two girls so is. One girl said that his Razokin mentions is Amulei. In other words, the woman said to him, but our girl says, Amulei, Lashon Rabbi. They said to him, who is they? I suppose they. Amulei, Valesba Shavipote. The myrtle does not have Ishavipote. Amalehu, Tigdish Baba Zuze Dizbe. In other words, it was wrapped up in a piece of paper, I suppose. So there were Abba Zuze inside the wrapping. Shakalte, and he gave it to her when he was Mekadosh her. She kept it. She didn't throw it back at him. Vishtike, and she kept quiet. So, Omar Robe, Havishtikusi lachamat mois, Vicholshtikusi lachamat mois, lafglum, that this is a shtiket lachamat mois. And the shtike lachamat moiz lafkum, because insofar as the gdushin being chal on the basis of the myrtle itself, couldn't, because it's not worth a put. And insofar as the dalet zuze is concerned, he didn't tell her that he's mekadisha with the dalet zuze first. So when he gave her the myrtles wrapped up in a piece of paper, so he didn't tell her about the dalet zuze inside. And when so she took it before he told her that there is dalet zuze. When did he tell her that there is dalet zuze and he wants her to become mekudeshes to him with the dalet zuze? That was after she took the myrtles. So what was he trying to say? Since she kept quiet and she didn't say, oh, I don't want to be mekudeshes to you with the dalet zuze. So it's a raya, she agreed to be mekudeshes with the dalet zuze because shtike kidoy dami. That's what you are trying to say. He says, no, we cannot say shtike kidoy dami if the shtike took place after she accepted. If the shtike takes place before she accepts, then we can say shtike kidoy dami. She agrees to be mekudeshes. But at the time she accepted it, so she didn't know of the dalet zuze. And then she was told after she accepted it. So mimele ilaflum. That's no raya that she was masking to the Gdushin. Omar Rovi Minah Minah Lo, Itanyim, Omar Lo, Kinsi Selazu Bipikodein, Kinsi Selazu Bipikodein, Vichoza Veomar Lo Iskachi Liboi. If he said Kinsi Selazu Bipikodein, and then Vichoza Veomar Lo Iskachi Liboi, so Bishas Matmois, if the Chazore of Iskachele takes place Bishas Matmois, so in Kodeshis, Lacha Matmois. In other words, first he said, Kinsi Selazun Pikot, and he gave it to her, she accepted. Then after she accepted, he said to her, Iskachele. So Rotiso in Kodeshis, Loi Rotiso, Einam Kodeshis. My rotis or my rotis. Ilein rotis or damrei, my rotis or damroloi. Michlau dreishe, wo bishas matin mois, ki omroloi nama vikdushin, amai lo kamroloi, that's impossible. El lav rotis or damrei, loi rotis or diishtike mishtike, or she kept quiet. So bishas matin mois, if she keeps quiet and she accepts it after keeping, after hearing that he is Mikadisha, he wants to be Mikadisha with the Mois, so then she is Mikadishes. Because then there is a riot that she agreed to Mikadishes. But Lachamat Mois, she kept quiet, so that doesn't constitute an indication of consent. Kosher baby from Nara, which made Ravuna breed Ravishoi. Midomi, Hosom, Mitteres, Picot, Yavinale. Savri, Shadinalu, Mitre, Mihaiv Nebu, Hocha, Mitteres, Dushin, Yavinale. Vise, the Lunichale, Lishdin. So, in the name of Ravuna breed Rav Yeshua, it was mentioned that he was Chelik and Rove. Rove said, Rove equated the case of Gavra di Kodesh bitzipse di ose, and then he said that he was Mikadish, he said to her, he's Mikadisher with the Dalet Zuze that is inside, so it's the same din that Slav Klumisht, that the same, it has the same din as the case of Kinsi Zebi Pikodin, and then because of Romalo is catching Leilacham at Mois and Chosko, so is in Mikadesh. So, Ravuna Brit Rav Yeshua said there is a difference. You can't equate the case of Kodesh Pitzipse de Ose and Dalet Zuze with the case of Pikodein, and then he said Leilacham at Mois, he's catching. Why? Because in the case of Pikodin, Somimele, there we say we have no indication that she was masking to the Gedushin. Why? What should constitute as an indication of consent? The fact that she didn't throw away, she didn't throw away the seller in his face, and so that shows that she agreed to accept it as dushin, because if she didn't agree to accept it as dushin, so then she should have thrown it away in his face. No, she didn't want to throw it away in his face. Because then, suppose it gets lost, and at first she accepted it with Yeras Pikodin, so she's a shemeres, so she's chayim v'pshiye, even without any socha. A shemechinum is also chayim v'pshiye. And let's say if you throw away the dovar amufket, and then it gets lost, somebody steals it and picks it up, that's a real pshiye. That's not gneiva v'aveda. That's a real pshiye, because some mele, she doesn't want to throw it in his face. Some mele, there is no raya. We have no raya that she gave her consent to the Gedushin. Because maybe in her heart she did not give her consent. Why didn't she throw it away? Because she doesn't want to be responsible in case it gets lost. Mashein came in the case of Ahu Gavra Nikodesh B'tziposet de Ose, there she's not a Shemeres, she wasn't Mikabel Shmire. Some Mele, if she doesn't want to be Mikodeshes, she's not allowed to keep the Tzipse de Ose with Dalet Zuze in her possession. So she should have thrown it away to him, and then she wouldn't be held responsible, even if it gets lost. And if she didn't throw it away in his face, so the obvious conclusion is, why didn't she throw it away in his face? Because she wants to accept it. To accept it how? Otherwise she has no right to keep it. Would it be gezel? He only gave it to her, but the Zdushin, if she doesn't want to keep it, the Zdushin, then she has to return it back. Why didn't she throw it to him? So it's a raya that she accepted it. Porch habachoy, otukule nashe dinigmire, ochaname savre yishadinalo, umitre mischayabne bachuhisaye. In other words, Rabachoye agrees with Rabbe. He says there is a good equation between the case of Gavra de Kodesh Bitsipose de Hose and the case of the Braise of Kinsi Selazub Bikodin Lachamat Mois. If he says it's Kachi, so he's in Mikodeshes, even though Shosak. Why he says? Because here too you cannot say there is a raya that she gave her consent to accept the Vitez Dushin. What do you say? Because if she didn't give consent to accept the Vitez Dushin, she should have thrown away to him and she wouldn't be held responsible. Why do you assume that this woman is a Pkio in Dinamomenes? Maybe she thought that in case it gets lost as a result of her negligence, so she'll be held responsible. The truth is that Al Pedin, she will not be held responsible because she never undertook Shmira. But maybe she doesn't know. Salah. Rash. Rash. Have a shtick of Lachamat Mois. שמתחילו כשקיבלו סום והמויס הוי בסייך הוי עודו בנוך שיודו החקאים וישוסקו שתיק את לך המויסים ולאף גלומו די די שוסקו משום לא יכפס לו ממרום ומיקור אליו עדי תדוח הקבלתינו מנוע מינו לשתיק לך המויס לאף גלומו בשס מתנדויס כדי שקיבלו סלמוליס קצ'ל במקודשס דרכי קבלותי עדיין דרכי קבלותי מכלל דרי שלא יפול לי מרוצסו לרוצסו כאומרו לא אינם אביקדוש מביטמיו דשוס כמשתיקה ולרוצסו דקומה הורקמה לאומרו ריצני לא קומי די דשוס כמשתיקה לחסלו מי דו משתיקה דרכי לשתיקה דרסום הוס גם בכנס בקודם מיקורה בתיר השמיר קבילתי קודם רומר עסקת שלו סברי שדין עלי הלכל שמסינו ועד לי מאחוי משום לי יכפס לו אבל גם בציפס מיקורה בתיר השמיר קבילתי ונאי ציפס לא יסביר בש שווה פרוטה כעוד עבור מתיז בזוז את דיסבו אילב ניח עלי תג'נו let her throw it on the ground the whole in ischai vishmir osom nishad isinu shmam nishad vidushin dini gmira viyode kindling מתכוס עלו אישד ואישחי שולח הרבח הברב וכם דרבין הקאי גב נמי שולח לינן לשמי אלון הוד רבו נברית רב ישוע עתים לשמי אלכו חושו לו. Now the question is, how do we pass him? There's a מחלקת השם. Do we pass? We have a מחלקת in the case of גברה דקודש בציפסה דעוסה and there was shtiket lachamat mois, whether that constitutes a raya that she gave her consent, some milishes and kodeshes, or not. Rove says that it doesn't constitute a raya that she gave her consent, so she's not in kodeshes, and Ravuna Brit Rav Yeshua says it does constitute a raya. So the Shemim say that the Rif paskens like Ravuna Brit Rav Yeshua. Why? Because atun dishmiel hu chushalot. Chushalo. Some male in the Rif mentions that Imor. So it's a Raya Paskin like that. A man of the Shemim Paskin. Not like Rove. Because Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua was Chilik. And Aloch is like Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua. The Rambam, however, Paskins like Rove. Hayitze. Hayitze. Davikom izabne Varshache. What is Varshache? All kinds of pshat, it doesn't make a difference. One pshat is that Varshacha means silk, a bundle of silk. Another pshat is it means jewelry. Another pshat is that it means a headdress, whatever. So, So I said, I become a Zabnit Valshache. She was selling jewelry, headdress, silk, Osahu Gavre. So a certain man came, Chota Valshache, you know, he grabbed a bundle of silk or jewelry, a piece of jewelry from her. Omrele, hoverele, give it back to me, it's mine. Omalo, he said to her, Iyayivne loch mikem kachesli. If I give it to you, will you be mikudeshes to me? Shakyote. Shakyote. So she took it from him. I mean, he gave it to her. Vishtike. And she kept quiet. And she kept quiet. Now she didn't say, yes, I'll be mikudeshes to you. So the question is, did she mean, give it to me because it's mine and it belongs to me, you have no right to take it from me? Or, since she kept quiet, she meant to be mechaleh to him, to give him the silk, the piece of jewelry, b'matoneh, and then to accept the b'teilas dushin. Because otherwise, she should have said, I'm taking it because it's mine, not b'teilas dushin. V'omer Rav Nachman, yechel leima, ein shakli v'di shakli. In other words, that she is not mikodeshes. Because there is no echoche, there is no echoche that she accepted it b'teilas dushin as a matone b'teilas dushin. Maybe she accepted it in order because it was hers. It was hers. Eis v'rovel Rav Nachman kicho b'gezel b'chomos v'gneiven. Now, the Gemara, in the second Perek, applies it to Gezel Dido. In other words, where the man, the Mikadesh, Gazel the chayfetz from her. He got the chayfetz from her. And then he gave it back to her, b'teilas dushin. B'teilas dushin. So, we see that since she accepted it, without saying, I'm accepting it because it's mine. And he said to her, he's giving it to her as a matone b'teilas dushin, and she didn't say anything against it, she just accepted it, that means that she agreed with him. I mean, she gave a consent to accept it b'teilas dushin. In other words, but how can she accept it as a matone b'teilas dushin? It belongs to her. Now she agreed to be meichelet to him, to give it to him, and then to accept it from him, b'teilas dushin. So it's contrary to what Rav Nachman says, ein shakle v'di shakle. So Rav Nachman said to Rabbi, hosom b'di shodich. There it has reference to the case where they were already mishudochim to each other. So that's why. If she was mishudeches, she was already engaged to get married. To get married. They already decided to get married on a certain day, and then, and when the wedding took place, he gave to her the chayfetz that he gazled from her originally. So in such a sense, they were already mishudech. So memele, we say that. So the fact that she kept quiet, she didn't say, I'm taking it because I want to collect what is mine. She kept quiet, so that means, and he said, I'm giving it to you with matone b'teilas dushin. That means she gave her consent. But how could she give her consent to take it as a matone b'teilas dushin when it belongs to her? That means that she agreed to be meichel, to give it to him. And then to accept it as a maton b'tezdush. That's in the case of shadich, but in the case of loy shadich, we do not say that the fact that she didn't say anything indicates that she agreed to be meichel and to take it b'teiras b'matone b'teiras dushin. ומנות האם רדישון ומי שווה לו ישודי רדיטניה אומר לו כינס ישראל הזו ישנה חי ולכי וחוז אבל אומר לו יזכת שלי בי בשעס מתמויס רוצו מקודשת שלי רוצו מקודשת לך מתנויס אפילו רוצו מקודשת מי רוצו מי לא רוצו סו אילי מרוצו סדום ראים לי רוצו סדום ראי הו איש תיקד הבקדושים וניס למקודשת סתם כי הוסו Elo Rosso in the price of Kinsey Selazul Bikot Elo Elo Rotso Dam Rein Loi Rotso Di Ishtike Bikotone Di Mikadeshe Loi Roi Fishtike Mai Taime Yechil Mei Marin Shakli Di Shakli Soi Tzikashe Against Kitcho Because the Homos of Gneve is hot on your Mikodesh, so it's a stirre. A Lashmavino, Hodi Shodich, when it says Kitcha, because the Homos of Gneve is hot on your Mikodesh, has reference to the case of Shodich. Hodi Loy Shodich. Hodi Loy Shodich. Rashi. What's the difference between Gezel and Chomos? Gezel means against the consent of the Nigzel, and the Gazlan doesn't give it the equivalent value, money for it. And Chomos means when he pays, but against the consent of the owner. דוסם קישוס קמש מניחליו נימי קדש סתם וליצל לפוגם ממלכי אמרו לא אין וקדש זה הלכתן מיידים בי כי אוסם כי תונה בעיד אליו בשעס מתנו איס מקדשס לא ירוד סוד איש תיקה וקביל תי אפילו אחים קדש זה די שעקו אך מתנו איס אפילו רוד סוד אמרו אין לא ימקצ'ל מקורא קיבלתי בחיבו וכי עוד או because it was Her chayfet, v'chiyod ha'om ro'ein lo'ikir l'imidem. V'elo kashi ha'ach maskone dimonatim ro'ein. Now, the thesis of Riyah Zokin has here two lishenes. Now, it's very important. Hodi shodich, hodi lo'i shodich. The third big line in the thesis of Riyah Zokin. Di shodich ike mandomad she shoalo acha she gozlo im reitzel iskadish lei bikesef she gozlo o she chomso she yitne lo bikesef kutushel vi omro hei afal pi she shosko bishas mat moiz im ikudeshes to nishat iskvo visu yechil mima di shakle o mistabre afal pi she shidir ze kamo afal kidim she gozlo vichil nirem lo shnaram she kosav פרקי מושידך ישמיירם והטעם דהוילו כברות סולי יסקד ישלי ותרס דוש נוטלום וסולי מוצלי מימה שולי נשרצייס וחי ניקה So there are two sheets. One sheet is that when does Rav Nachman say in the case of Shtadech so she is Mikodeshes even though she didn't say it explicitly she agrees to be meichel to him the Chayfetz and then to accept it as a matone b'tezdushin, that's only if after the man gazled the chayfetz from her, so they discussed the matter and they decided
after he guzzled the chifetz from her, they decided that he'll use the chifetz as a chifetz of dush, as kesef dush. So then, naturally, there is a choche that she agreed to be meichel him and to take it as a maternity as dush. But if there was no meeting of the minds after the act of gzeile by the man, then she's not mekadeshes, even though they were engaged. And then the Tzitzis HaZokhin says, no. When it says the shodich, she's mekadeshes, even if she became engaged to him half a year ago, to get married. And then yesterday, he guzzled from her a chifetz, and today he went over to her and he said, "Diskatchu the chifetz," and she accepted it, and she kept quiet. She didn't say, "I'm accepting it because I want to collect what is due to me." So she's also mikdash because there's an umdre. That's the shite of most rishen. Now, all right, I want to discuss the kasha by Rishenim. Rishenim raised a question here, but I won't discuss it now. I just want to mention, you should look up the Ramban and the Rashbo for tomorrow. I mean, if you didn't look it up. So, because Rishenim asked a question, why does the Gemara say, Porcha vachoye, otukul nashe dinigmire, hochaname sabre, ishadinalu mitre, mischayavne bachu yusai. And Ravune brace, so that's what Ravachoye says. But apparently, obviously, Ravune brace Rav Yeshua assumed that Noshim do know the din. They do know the din. Some melee in the case, he says, Hosom bitteras pikodin yavinele, savri shadinelu misfer mechayivnebu. So there, the fact that she kept it, didn't throw it back in his face, so is a raya that she agreed. She gave her consent, because if she hadn't given her consent, she should have thrown it in his face, she should not have kept it. Should have thrown it in his face. So, thrown it in his face. So, in other words, so there, by Pekodin, there is no Yechoche. There is no Yechoche. Because maybe she didn't give her consent. Why didn't she throw it in his face? Because she doesn't want to be held responsible in case it gets lost when she throws it in his face. But here, she wouldn't be held responsible in the case of Gavra de Kodesh Bitzipse Diose. So she wouldn't be held responsible anyway, even if it gets lost when she throws it on the floor in his face. So if she hadn't given her consent, so she should have thrown it in his face. So it's mashmal, according to Ravune Breit Rav Yeshua, so by in the case of Pekodin, so she couldn't drop it on the floor because she would be held responsible. She would be held responsible. But Monefshech, if Ravune Breit Rav Yeshua assumed that Nashi is dinigmire, they know a din, some mele, she could have. So there too there should be an indication that she gave her consent. Because if she hadn't given her consent, she should have thrown it in his face. What do you say? If she had thrown it on the floor, so then she would be held responsible. No, she could say, הרי שלוח לפניך. I don't want to keep it as a pikkudin. הרי שלוח לפניך. So I terminate the pikkudin. I terminate the pikkudin. And Mimele, she will not be held responsible. So why didn't she say, here I have it? Why didn't she put it on the...